So the sixth hat is prognosticator. This is not procrastinator. We are prognosticating, so that's to forecast or predict from present indications or signs. This is a really fun role. You get to take all your evidence and put things together. So you'll be able to rule out some of the information right away. If the plant seems to be planted in a good location and the people have been taking care of it appropriately, then those options are kind of off the table. If there hasn't been exceptionally cold temperatures, then winter injury is probably unlikely. As you diagnose plant problems, the process of sifting and winnowing through information happens more quickly, but be really, really careful here. Even experienced plant detectives go down the wrong path sometimes. If the path doesn't seem right or your answer doesn't quite fit, then it's important to go back to the beginning and look at the big picture. Kind of reverse the process, start with all of the information again, and then try to look at it with fresh eyes, and you might be able to re-sift and winnow at that point. You may end up coming up with new questions. You may need to call people back and ask those new questions. The most important part of this is to make sure you get to the right answer and not jump to conclusions. Many times when I call people back, they have new information for me. Maybe they didn't feel comfortable sharing it initially, or maybe they just remembered it, or they were talking to their spouse about it, and their spouse had more information to add. So you can often get some new information, and sometimes this is really important information. The most important part of the process is, again, to find the right answers. And it's fine not to have an answer. If we get to the end of this process and we don't have an answer, sometimes you can just ask the person to continue to watch the plant, to monitor it, to track the symptoms if they get better or worse, and that's as much as you can do. You can also encourage them to go to a lab, so they may want to send a sample to the plant disease diagnostic lab, or to the turf disease diagnostic lab, or the insect diagnostic lab, any of those labs, or soil science. So all of those are labs that can help you in this process and help you make a good solid diagnosis for folks. And even when I do come up with a diagnosis, if it's a diagnosis that's fatal for the plant and it's going to require removal of a plant, I often go to the lab so that the lab can confirm the diagnosis, and it's also really helpful because then the bad news comes from the lab and you're not the bad guy, and you can basically help them through dealing with it and help them know the right path to take and know that this is just the direction things are going to go. The other thing you can do is encourage them to bring in a professional like a certified arborist. Certified arborists, unlike most of us who work in the county, can go out to the actual site and take a look around. They can put together all the pieces of what's going on through observation, not just the pictures and information you've gotten from the homeowner. And sometimes just being there can really help with the amount of information you have, and it can really help you frame and come up with different questions that are really useful and valuable. Just remember, first and foremost is do no harm. You don't want to diagnose something incorrectly. You don't want people removing a tree that doesn't need to be removed. You don't want them spraying chemicals that don't need to be sprayed. So if you don't have an answer, if you don't feel confident about your answer, then either go to someone else who can help you, like your a county educator or a specialist, but don't diagnose something unless you feel very confident that you have the right answer.